A Sydney public market is moving to a bigger space and hoping to draw in more local vendors and talent. The Multicultural Association of Cape Breton's Sydney Public Market will be relocating their big Saturday market from its current location on 222 Charlotte Street to the NSCC Sydney Waterfront Campus on the Esplanade. The flagship community initiative from the Multicultural Association will have their first Saturday event at the NSCC campus on June 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the association says it will transform the waterfront campus into a vibrant, high-energy cultural and economic hub. Multicultural Association Vice President Ocean Lee talked about why they're making the move and how the idea was developed.
We really love our space. We're still going to keep our space. But in the first month, we just knew we sort of outgrew the space because we had a lot of vendors and a lot of demand for it. And our current space at 222 Charlotte Street was quite cozy. So we're thrilled that we can work and collaborate with NSCC to have our market at the waterfront campus. It's sort of been in talks for like about a year. Like, we wanted to be in there, and NSCC folks, wanted to especially promote community engagement and making sure like the campus is a community-based campus. So being able to collaborate, I think, is a wonderful opportunity for both NSCC Waterfront and ourselves with the Multicultural Association of Cape Breton. So the Multicultural Association Cape Breton is the organization, and one of our projects is the Sydney Public Market. And one of our goals has always been to connect newcomers with the local community. So being able for newcomers and locals to have a cultural exchange and to connect and to learn from each other. So we had a wonderful time. And this is approaching our second year right now at the market.
Lee says they're looking to see if the space could work as a permanent home for the big Saturday market.
Our goal is to see if this could be our home. So we're going to work on, and for sure, having it in the summer and fall to have a market there. And then we'll probably just like being in communications with NSCC just to see how the collaboration is, and potentially we could potentially be there year-round, or we might come back into 222 Charlotte Street in the winter season when it's sort of like lower season and we have a more cozier space. But ideally, it would be great if we just had the Sydney Public Market at the NSCC Waterfront Campus, because we think it's a great location, has parking. It's really accessible. Not only do they have parking, but there's street parking. It's right by the water. You have beautiful, and people walk through as well. So it's a really great downtown location. 222 also is a great location as well. So we'll continue to keep that space. And our goal is to have more of flagship vendors there that are sort of full time. And then we would love to have more of a retail space and eventually have also a co-working space where ethno community groups are able to connect with each other, because oftentimes we find through our experiences that newcomers come here and they really want to connect. So being able to have a co-working space for newcomers and having support for them, I think would be fantastic. So we're looking forward to keeping our space still at 222. It's just going to transform into a multicultural hub. And then we'll have our city public market at NSCC Waterfront Campus. Gives us more breathing space and more room, and allows for more vendors as well. So typically we might only have maybe 15 to 20 vendors. We're able to have 30 plus vendors at the new location, and they have bigger space as well.
To help fill the new space at NSCC, the market is looking to recruit more vendors and local performers of all kinds. A link to an application form can be found on the Sydney Public Market Facebook page. Lee shared a message for potential vendors and performers.
Please sign up, register. We're always looking for really incredible new vendors, whether you're local and you lived here for over like 10, 20 years, or if you're a newcomer. This is a great way for you to connect with community and incubate your business idea. We're looking for bread makers. We're looking for Nigerian food entrepreneurs. We're looking for Vietnamese food entrepreneurs as well. We're looking for performers. So whether you play music or you dance, this is a great way. Feel free to check us out on our website at www.macapebreton.com. And then you can find out a link where you can register as a performer or as or as a vendor. But we're thrilled that there's a lot of interest with the City Public Market and its move, and we hope to see everyone there come June 27, 2026.
Meanwhile, the principal of the NSCC Sydney Waterfront Campus is happy to welcome the Sydney Public Market into their space this summer. Carla Arsenal says they're incredibly excited.
You know, our location is, I think, ideal for the local community and visitors, you know, proximity to the boardwalk. We're really excited and really excited to work with them.
She discussed the potential for the market to stay year-round and if students could get involved.
I think, you know, we're certainly looking to have further conversation and, you know, we're going to start for the summer and see how it goes. For the summer, we're going to, you know, we don't have as many students on campus during the summer months. We have two programs that will be running through the summer and then our staff that will be there. But this is a weekend market. So, you know, I see it really being at this stage really more an opportunity to engage with community. Ideally, yes, maybe prospective students, but really an opportunity, I think, to showcase the campus and allow people the opportunity who maybe hadn't been through our doors, the opportunity to come visit the market and be part of that great cultural experience.
The Multicultural Association says the market will be open, rain or shine. They say local musicians and the full vendor lineup for opening day and the summer will be announced via social media in the coming weeks. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.